So let's review what the Torah tells us about it. It says, Lo yavo amoni u'moavi bikal Hashem. Ammonite or a Moabite may not join the nation of Israel. Gam dor asiri lo yavo lahem bikal Hashem. Even the 10th generation, Ammonite or Moabite, may not enter the Jewish people. Al devar asher lo kidmu etchem v'lechem u'v'mayim, because they did not greet you with water and food. V'asher sachar alecha et Bilam ben Beor lekal alecha, and that they hired Bilam, the son of Beor, to curse you. So the Torah enumerates two things. Firstly, so the Torah says they didn't offer you bread and water. So the commentaries ask what the Ammonite, Moabite nations have to put together their food and water and come out and greet us and say, here, Jewish people, 2 million people, come eat. That's not what the Torah means. The Torah means that they actively boycotted us. They said, the Jews are passing by, we're not going to sell them a loaf of bread, we're not going to sell them an ounce of water. Let them die. We're boycotting them. They knew we weren't going to attack them. And nonetheless, they said, we hate them. We're going to boycott them. So God said, oh, you make a boycott against them? So that's not the way a person is supposed to behave. The whole existence of the Ammonite, Moabite people is thanks to the fact that Avram did kindness with Lot. That Avram took him into his home and took care of him and saved him. And when he was captured, he saved him. And when Sodom and Gomorrah were overturned, so God saved Lot by the merits of the fact that he was Avram's nephew. So now when Avram's offspring are passing near you, you boycott them? So God says this is a trait of cruelty that doesn't belong within the Jewish people. The Jewish people are supposed to be kind. They're supposed to be the offspring of Avram who take people in and are hospitable. If these people behave this way, that is the antithesis of the behavior of Avram's offspring, they don't belong within the Jewish people. So the Torah says they may not marry into the Jewish people. The Mitzrim, it's a different halacha. The Mitzrim, it wasn't this trait that was problematic. So the Torah says there's a different cheshbon with the Mitzrim.
Amalek.
Amalek is a different cheshbon altogether. Each one has its own cheshbon. When we get the Kisetze, Yitzchem, we'll learn it.
Why the three generations? What, shouldn't it be equal or more for Amalek and Mitzrayim?
So
they attacked us just because we're there.
Mitzrayim didn't attack us just because we were there. Mitzrayim was a threat, but we were a threat to them, and they wanted to take care of us, but it wasn't the same thing. It wasn't a reflection of that trait of they owed us something, so they didn't pay us back. But I don't know to define why the Torah says Mitzrayim is different than Ammon and Moab. I could argue the case that Mitzrayim should be the same. That Yosef saved all of Mitzrayim. I don't know.
Did Mitzrayim become a threat to the Jews after Yosef Asani? Because he was sold as a slave.
Yeah, but he is ascent to power. And the fact that the Jewish people multiplied, that was a demographic threat. One could make the argument anyway. I don't know. I don't know why... Why the Torah says them only three generations, and I don't know. Okay.